founding fathers.
We are anonymous, and when the powerful hide their crimes behind wealth, lies and influence, when they silence victims and erase evidence to protect monsters, we do not stay silent. This is not just another story. This is a reckoning. Donald Trump is terrified right now. Not of the election, not of Joe Biden or the media, but of a survivor with ties to Jeffrey Epstein who has become famous, and what she and others are revealing is a ticking time bomb for the president. For decades, Trump has hidden behind towers of gold, behind lawyers and headlines, behind the illusion of power. But now the curtain is burning, and behind it is a man slowly emerging. Let's start with the nightmare. Kevin Hassett, Trump's economic advisor, recently raised the issue of Trump's ridiculous 50% tariff on Brazil, and he reduced it to zero. There is no explanation. There is no justification for it. Why? Because there is no logic to it. Trump is criticizing Brazil for the way their project is handled by Bolsonaro, his far-right ally. The tax is not a policy. It is a punishment. The politics of revenge from a man unfit to govern. And as Hassett sputters and spouts national security nonsense, it becomes painfully clear Trump is once again using his power for personal revenge. But that's not the real story. That's the distraction. The real story is darker. The real story is hidden in Epstein's safe. According to journalist Michael Wolff, author of Fire and Fury, Jeffrey Epstein personally showed him Polaroids. Not rumors. Not theories. Actual physical photos. In them, Trump is seen with underage girls. Two of the images show topless girls sitting in his lap by Epstein's pool. One photo shows Trump with a stain on his pants, as young girls point and laugh. These are not anonymous leaks. This is first-hand testimony from a seasoned journalist who says Epstein kept these pictures in a safe. And that safe was later seized by the FBI. So where are the pictures now? Who took possession of them? Were they destroyed, buried, or sealed away under pressure? We're not talking about allegations anymore. We're talking about potential evidence of child exploitation involving a former U.S. president. And the silence around it is deafening. Trump is doing everything he can to bury these files. And now it makes sense why he's so desperate. This isn't just about protecting a legacy. This is about avoiding prison. Because if these photos see the light of day, it won't matter how rich or powerful he is. This is evidence that could destroy him. Let's be absolutely clear, Wolf is not alone. Other reporters are now saying the same thing Epstein bragged about having compromising materials on Trump. They describe dozens of snapshots kept like trophies. Some of them were said to be in color, others black and white. All allegedly taken at Epstein's properties. And then there's the recordings. Over 100 hours of Epstein speaking to journalists about Trump. According to Wolf, Epstein once said Trump was his closest friend for 10 years, that Trump and Melania's first time together happened on Epstein's plane, and he said it with pride. This is the iceberg below the surface, the part you're not supposed to see, and it explains everything about why Trump's acting like a man under siege. Because this time it's not about fake news or political attacks. It's about documented proof, pictures, voices, victims that connect him directly to a child sex trafficker. Meanwhile, the government says there's no client list. The DOJ now claims the files seized from Epstein contained no evidence of powerful men abusing children. But even that's being challenged. The MAGA base is turning on Trump. Right-wing influencers like Laura Loomer, Dan Bongino, even Tucker Carlson are demanding answers. They feel lied to. They were promised the Epstein truth. Instead, they got silence. And now they know why. Because their golden idol might be guilty. At the same time, survivors are stepping forward. Some have done so publicly, others anonymously, fearing retaliation. They describe being trafficked to men with money, power, and connections. Some describe being forced to smile in front of cameras. Some remember Trump being present. Some recall being told to stay silent or else. These testimonies are not random. They are consistent, and they are being taken seriously. And yet Trump and his defenders mock the idea. They call it fake news. They say it's all a setup. But let's ask a simple question. If these photos never existed, why did Epstein say they did? Why did he show them to a journalist? Why did he keep them locked in a safe? Why were they seized by the FBI? And why is there no public record of their fate? We know Epstein kept detailed records. He had a system. He had tapes, photos, guest logs, flight manifests. He filmed people. He documented their crimes. And Trump was not just a name in his book. He was a frequent flyer, a guest at his home, a co-host at parties where underage girls were paraded like appetizers. The truth is no longer deniable. Even Trump's own supporters are feeling the heat. In Miami-Dade, La Figura, a reggaeton artist, once part of Latinos for Trump, was detained and held in inhumane conditions. No water, no light, maggot-infested food. 400 people locked away like animals. One woman described ICE taking her husband from their home. She hasn't seen him since. They had legal residency. They voted for Trump. Now they are being crushed by the same system they cheered for. And then there's Chris Landry, a lifelong New Hampshire resident. 5 kids, a manufacturing job, stopped at the border after a family vacation. Denied re-entry, all because of old charges from years ago. He blames Trump's new immigration policies. He voted for the man who destroyed his life. This is what happens when power is handed to authoritarians, when cruelty becomes policy, when loyalty matters more than truth. Trump promised protection. He delivered betrayal. And still the Epstein evidence hangs over it all like a noose, because no matter how many distractions Trump throws, Brazil tariffs, ICE raids, border drama, the pictures exist. Or they did. And survivors remember. And we remember. This is not about Democrats versus Republicans. This is about power, abuse, and justice. It's about a predator being shielded by a political machine too scared to face the truth. It's about a media landscape that treats child abuse like scandal fodder instead of what it really is. The collapse of moral authority at the highest level. We are anonymous, and we are watching. The time for silence is over. Demand the release of all Epstein evidence. Demand full disclosure from the FBI and DOJ. Demand accountability from every politician and every agency that helped protect these monsters. Do not wait for the media to tell you what matters. Do not wait for Congress to grow a spine. Do not wait for justice to arrive on its own. Speak, act, share, protest, investigate. Because if we let this story die again, if we let another generation of victims go unheard, then we are no better than the monsters we claim to fight. Donald Trump is afraid for good reason. Truth is coming for him. And no lie, no lawyer, no loyalist can save him now. We are anonymous. Expect us.